Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang is all here tonight. Low T Chuck back from, I don't know, mini vacation?
Yeah, we went to
wineries and stuff.
Yeah, Grove Park Inn in Asheville. Very cool.
Hot Neighbor must make a lot of money.
This was a gift.
Oh, all right.
This was a
wedding gift?
Yeah, this was a wedding gift. We got a 3-day weekend.
From Buford. Buford gave you a 3-day weekend in Asheville.
If I got a 3-day weekend from him, I'd be in a teepee somewhere in Wyoming.
This is true.
Did you go to the Biltmore in Asheville?
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
I've never been there, but I'm dying to go. Because that home, the world's biggest home, I think, it was featured in one of my favorite movies, Being There, with Peter Sellers. They used that as the mansion that he wound up living in.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm dying to go there, and I know there's other fun stuff to do, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There's a lot to do there. There's just a lot of wineries. They got a great downtown area, but the Biltmore is just
sick, right?
Oh my! I can't even describe it.
Yeah. All right. I'll do that.
You should definitely check it out.
Buford and I are doing that on a 3-day weekend.
There you go.
But it's good to have you back. Buford actually was house sitting and dog sitting for you.
Yes. He's great. I love having him.
Amazing dog sitter.
He's awesome.
I asked him last night on the show, how much cleaner is your house than mine? And he said 3,000%.
Oh, dude. It's so much cleaner.
3,000%
cleaner.
That's
impressive.
Yeah. So kudos to you keeping up a good house.
Thank you.
Longoria's here having trouble with the fake meter ratings that he has to do. So he's a little preoccupato here. Oh, I do have a bone to pick with you and Longoria.
Yes.
Conservative Viking Eric Erickson brought in 24 donuts from Revolution Donuts.
Yes.
This afternoon. And I got here and I'm like, I know the rate of how donuts go in the newsroom. I'm like, all right, there'll be a couple of stragglers left. Yeah. None. Zero. Who ate 24 donuts?
I don't know. I didn't even get any, and I got here at 2:00.
Dude, I got here at 1:00 and there was a half a donut left.
Yeah.
And I had to split it with Roni.
I'm trying to think who during the day would eat that many donuts in the newsroom. There's no. Chris Camp would have one because he's not a pig. Sabrina probably wouldn't have one.
No.
Chandler can have it because he can't eat the gluten.
Right.
Meanie probably had one.
Veronica Harrell, maybe? Did she have like 9 of them?
I don't know. Somebody hoovered a lot of donuts.
There's no one else.
Man, there's so many people that walk through there.
Caiaccio's gone at this point. Alewine is asleep.
Yep.
It must have been salespeople that came in or something.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Or Erickson finished half of them on his way in.
Well, let's just say if he got a dozen, maybe a dozen didn't make it.
I thought he got 2 dozen. That's why I was like, oh, there'll be plenty of donuts left over.
All I know is there was no
donuts.
So
what's the beef that you got with us, or what would you say?
No, there was no donuts left over.
It's our fault we didn't save a donut.
Yeah, but that was this morning, wasn't it? Didn't they come this morning?
I thought it was this afternoon.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I mean, when I got to work at 1, there was nothing here either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So who are the fat bastards between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.?
Morning people that you work with.
They're all gone by that time.
Well, I don't know.
And it's Sabrina's not eating them all. Like, she's the midday person.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe Grandma.
Yeah, Alan Grandma could have done it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, you doing all right? Are the meter readings back?
Oh, they're good. They're all good.
Write down those numbers. Write down those fake numbers, dude. Yeah. All right, we got a big show tonight. Johnny Cabasa will join us with a fast food review. There's a story that we've been following here in the news. We haven't really talked about it in the show. It's the fantasy sports bill in Georgia. Do you guys know anything about that?
A little.
You don't play fantasy sports, Longoria. Chuck,
I do.
Do you?
Yeah,
oh, fantasy
but not,
football.
Yeah, but not, you know.
Not the daily fantasy sites.
No, not
sites.
The
betting
one.
Sites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Like DraftKings and whatever.
I don't have
Buford,
enough money
I know,
for
doesn't.
That.
He's too busy playing World of Warcraft with Fred Eggers. But
shots fired.
Wow. Nice.
So basically, there's a bill. I can't describe the story. Let's let Richard Elliott from Channel 2 tell you the story. Can I play this, Longoria?
Sure.
All right. This is Richard Elliott from WSB TV.
New at noon, Georgia lawmakers are trying to decide if online fantasy sports is gambling or a game of skill. Channel 2's Richard Elliott is live at the state capitol. Richard, an Atlanta sports star, came out in favor of the new fantasy sports bill.
Playing fantasy sports is not illegal in Georgia, but it is not really legal either. Experts say it's kind of in a gray area. So fantasy sports bill tries to clarify that, so it is definitely legal, and also that Georgia gets some tax revenue from it. And today, the bill's sponsor brought out a heavy hitter, I guess I should say a heavy pitcher, to support it. Atlanta Brave Hall of Famer Tom Glavine came here to the Capitol this morning to support fantasy sports here in Georgia. He says fantasy sports is not gambling. It is a game of skill.
I argue that it's more of a game of skill. You know, I think when you play these games, whether it's, you know, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, even golf now, you know, it's the folks that do their homework that tend to be the most successful at it.
But some opponents, like the Faith and Freedom Coalition, they say that fantasy sports is, in fact, gambling, and they're going to continue to oppose it. Now, it did pass a key Senate committee, so could come up for a vote in the full Senate sometime this week. We're live at the state capitol, Richard Elliott, Channel 2 Action News.
Full disclosure, I am a fantasy sports nerd. I do fantasy football. Longoria knows I'm in, like, five fantasy football leagues. I'm in six fantasy baseball leagues.
Dang.
And I'm in one fantasy basketball league, and I'm really bad at it, so I'm not going to do that again probably next year. I dipped my toe back into it today. That being said, I'm not doing these daily fantasy sites. This is really what it's targeted about. It's the DraftKings. It's the...
FanDuel.
FanDuel. I've never done those, and I'm going to tell you why. Richard Elliott, who we just heard from there on Channel 2 Action News, joins us on the program. Richard, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. Driving home from the Capitol. So I'm great.
I appreciate you taking some time out. So the fantasy sports bill, this is basically, they want to make it black and white that the fantasy sports business is officially legal in Georgia, right? That's the purpose of this bill?
That is correct. And we're really only, we're not talking about the free stuff that you might get on ESPN or, you know, the stuff that you might play at work. We're talking about the stuff that's for cash, like you said, DraftKings or FanDuel, things like that, where you can win cash from this.
Sure.
And I asked this one expert within the Secretary of State's office, I said, is fantasy sports legal in Georgia? And he's like, no. And yes, it's kind of in this gray area where no one is really sure. So they said they really need to codify it to kind of make it definitely black and white legal.
Now, it's been outlawed. These daily fantasy sites, DFS as they call them, daily fantasy sports, have been outlawed in a couple of states already around the country, right?
And some states consider them online gambling. Mm-hmm. And that's why they've done that.
Now go ahead, Richard.
Go ahead.
Here's my take on it. Again, I play fantasy sports, but I do it for money, but not a lot of money. Like you said, on ESPN.com or Yahoo, like Longoria, when you run the fantasy football league, what was the entry fee? I don't even remember, like $20?
Yeah.
All right. So, and it's for the whole season. So at the most you lose $20, at the most you win $150
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, something.
So, but that's with just like friends and family leagues. Here's the
yeah,
thing.
And
and
none of that is covered. Yeah.
Correct. So this is for DraftKings and the other
FanDuel.
One. FanDuel. Now these, I'm okay with them being legal because I do think it's skill to win in these. But I want to caution people. If you're going to do a friends and family league on FanDuel, like Longoria and I will play heads up for $5, you can do that. Or you can be in a weekly league with your friends for $10, whatever. That's okay. I just want people to be aware of the fact, you know, they see the $1 million maker. They have these $1 million tournaments, so to speak, on FanDuel. And they do it during the football season mostly, where you pay $35, you pick your fantasy lineup, and whoever has the best score wins $1 million. It's guaranteed. Now, people see that and they go, oh, my God, $35. I know football. I could win $1 million. No, you're not going to win $1 million. And here's why. There are people that do this professionally. There are people that have computers and algorithms and will spend not $35 on a weekend, but $35,000. They'll do 1,000 entries to cover any possible scenario to win it. So if you're just some guy in Decula plopping down $35 on a weekend to try to win this,
that's a waste of money because there are professionals out there that are spending $30,000 to $50,000 a weekend to give themselves better odds. So I'm okay with these daily fan sites, but don't do the big pools because that's where the professionals lurk, and you aren't going to win. There are people that make $1 million a year doing this. It's a business for them, mostly out in Vegas, by the way.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, if you have $150,000 for me to do this, Richard, I will. I'll start doing that next year during the football season. So, basically, my take is: I think fantasy sports are fun when we do it like we do, Longoria. You know, it's like a radio league where me, you, and Jay Black and Buford and Judd give you $20. We play for the season. But be warned: if you do these daily fantasy sites, you're going against sharks on these big pools. Now, the group that opposes them, Richard, is the Freedom Coalition?
The Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Faith, so they consider this outright gambling, and they say
they
no.
Think, yeah, they think it's outright gambling. There's some skill involved, but you can argue that there's skill involved in poker.
I will argue that.
That is a game of skill. So they don't think that this is really any much differently. And there's also some opposition from some lawmakers who think this is something to take away from the lottery. That instead of spending money on lottery tickets, you're going to go for that big fantasy payout, and the Hope Scholarship won't be getting any money. Though they tacked onto the bill that. The online operators will be taxed 6%.
Which I think is very good because right now it's not taxed, right? I mean, there's no tax.
Yeah, it's not taxed at all. So they would tax it 6%. Plus, they would require them to have a registration fee, which I think, if I remember correctly, was between $10,000 and $50,000. So there is a revenue stream coming into the state of Georgia.
Talking to Richard Elliott from Channel 2. Richard, how did Tom Glavine get involved in all this?
I'm not exactly sure how he got involved, but he got up there at the news conference and said he's kind of a fantasy sports junkie. He enjoys playing it. He plays it all the time, and he thinks it should definitely be legal in the state. It was very funny because he said numerous occasions, particularly late in his career when the fantasy football thing started taking off, he'd have fans come up to him and say, "Hey, you're doing a great job, but pick it up a little bit. You're on my fantasy team," which I thought was hilarious.
I've been playing fantasy. I'm in a fantasy league that was started 29 years ago. So I've been playing fantasy baseball for 29 years. And it's
back when it was called rotisserie.
Yeah, and we exactly. It was called rotisserie baseball. And this is before the internet, before computers. And the commissioner would mail out the standings every week. You know, so
yes,
I one year I didn't even know I won it until a week after when he mailed out the final standings.
I remember I played rotisserie also. And we would go, I lived down in Columbus, Georgia at the time, and we drove up to Atlanta. And we all sat in this room and had this mock draft that took like 9 hours. It was great fun. And to this day, my greatest pick, this is back, 1990-91, my greatest pick was Jose Canseco because no one had heard of him at the time, and he did 40-40 that year.
And thanks to steroids, which are...
well, this is pre-juice day.
Which are also illegal in Georgia. Richard Elliott, thanks so much for spending some time with us, buddy. I do appreciate it.
Sure, happy to do it.
All right, Richard Elliott from Channel 2. Your thoughts on the daily fantasy proposal, the fantasy bill at the Gold Dome. Are you for fantasy sports or against it? I'm all for it. I just want people to be wary that you're not going to win $1 million. It's not going to happen. There are experts out there that will win it, and it won't be you. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. You're going to be older, way longer than you're going to be younger. He'd lie. Money, pound, respect, eating live. Money, pound, respect, eating right. Money, pound, respect, sleep at night. You'll see. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. 20% of Americans participate in fantasy sports of some type. 20%. One out of five people play fantasy sports. Should it be legal in Georgia? It's kind of nebulous right now. It's not exactly legal or illegal. 404-872-0750. Tony's in Marietta. Tony, welcome to the program.
Good evening, crew. Always good to speak with you.
What up, brother?
Let me tell you this. If that stat right there, 20%, what does that tell you? That tells you that it is super popular. It is a definite revenue stream. And when you codify something like this, you can mandate that the taxes go to a certain percent for the Hope Scholarship, to the dog catcher department at any, you know, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you can make this right down to the gnat's eyebrow, where the money goes. And the fact that a person of Tom Glavine's stature has jumped on board this gravy train, it is time for the conservative Christians like myself. We need to crawl back in the cave, keep our mouths shut, and let the revenue stream come. You look what happened with the lottery. It took us for forever to jump on that gravy train, and it also took forever and a day for us to get Sunday liquor sales in this state.
Oh, don't
tell,
don't
remind me. And that's another revenue stream that has, you know, gone by the boards, of course, for so many years.
That's the point, Tony. So right now, people are playing these daily fantasy sports in Georgia. They've been doing it for years, ever since the FanDuels and the DraftKings came on. And Georgia's not getting any tax revenue. If you legalize it and put on the books, you can charge tax. So it's revenue that we can bring in to the state coffers that we haven't been collecting the last couple of years. So to me, it makes sense. And I do think it's a thing of skill, but I just want people to be careful about it. William's up next in the program. What's up, William?
Oh, nothing much. How about you?
Excellent.
My comment on this was, I know that the Faith and Freedom Coalition has been trying to get involved in this issue for quite a long time, and I think that they just sort of tend to move issue to issue, and this is their next sort of front to do something to prevent the revenue stream. And I'm a college student at UGA, and if this could create more revenue for the Hope Scholarship, it would be immensely appreciated by many people. And with it being such a popular sport, you know, such a popular thing as fantasy football, I mean, everyone does it, I know, especially my age.
Now, I appreciate it. And don't, listen, it can be a slippery slope. If you start playing those $35 games at a pop, you know, you play 10 of them a week, that's sizable money. You know, like anything, moderation is key. I'll ask Chuck this when we come back. How much power does the Faith and Freedom Coalition have under the George Dome? Not the Georgia Dome, the state capitol. They have no power in the Georgia Dome. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is the Mark Arum Show.
King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the...
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. 7:38:22 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 p.m. every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Everybody's on board. Lotie, Longoria, Buford, and yours truly. We're discussing the legislature proposal underneath the Gold Dome to decide once and for all if fantasy sports is gambling or a game of skill. Will it be officially legalized here in Georgia? Your thoughts at 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I've been playing fantasy sports for more than half my life. It's a fun thing. I don't do the daily fantasy sports sites. I don't look at it as a money-making thing. I don't do this for, it's not my side hustle. It's something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy drafting my teams in football and baseball, and I enjoy keeping up with the stats, and it makes the games more interesting. I'm not doing this for money. My leagues vary from Longoria's $20 football league to I'm in a baseball league that's a $600 fee for the year. That's as big as I'll go. And it's nice if you win, but it's more about the enjoyment, the week-to-week enjoyment. I'm not a daily fantasy sports guy where I draft a new team every week and pay money. That's the scary part of this thing, is that the explosion of daily online sports. Daily fantasy sports. So, according to the research, fantasy sports players spent an average of $5 a year on daily fantasy sports in 2012. Really wasn't a thing. 2015, 3 years later, that number jumped to $257 a year. So in 3 years, we see the real birth of the movement from $5 a year to $257 a year. And now in 2016, last year, that number went from $257 a year to $318 a year. So people are spending more money on average for daily fantasy sports.
One of the nice things about the dailies is you can kind of come and go as you please.
Correct.
A couple of years ago, I don't like doing the full league because I get so consumed with it.
Sure.
I'm constantly trying to figure out what I'm going to do that week.
Yeah.
With the weeklies, it's kind of like I could just pop in. Here's $10.
That's okay.
Maybe I win, you know, and if you pick the right leagues, you can win a little bit of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not winning a million. But that was the nice thing for me when I did do it was I could pop in and out when I felt, and I didn't feel like committed and consumed by it like I do with the year leagues.
Yeah, and that's the time commitment is, mm-hmm. you know, if you're in a year-long league like Longoria's league, you've got to, you know, pay attention every week for the whole year.
Yeah.
With the daily fantasy sports, you can do it whatever you want.
Daily,
you know?
Weekly, yeah. It gets a little bit more flexibility.
Exactly. But I can see the argument that the daily fantasy sports can be addictive.
Oh, yeah.
Because with a click of the button, you know, $35, whatever it is, the entry fee, that adds up over time.
It's like those apps that ask you if, you know, you can pay a little extra, those free apps. And then all of a sudden you're playing those stupid games.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, but if you want to unlock this level, just give us $1. And next thing you know, you see a credit card statement. You spent $400
on
some stupid app.
on a game where you're not going to win any money.
Exactly. Where you're not going to win anything.
Your thoughts on the sports bill, the fantasy sports bill at the Gold Dome, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Marco's in Lilburn.
We need more lemon plates.
Marco, welcome to the program, brother.
Mark, what's up?
How are you? How's things?
Good, man.
You don't seem like a daily fantasy sports guy to me.
No, I mean, I watch sports, but we play the cash 3 and cash 4 mm-hmm. more than we do any kind of fantasy thing.
Do you play the same numbers all the time?
We follow almost just like how roulette is. It's what you see, what's coming up daily and weekly, and, you know, we're ahead this year so far.
I love that Marco's got a strategy for the cash 3.
Yeah.
So you don't play, like, the same number all the time? Like, I would play 419 every day. You mix
actually,
it up.
And that's what I play. I play 914 because that's my birthday. So.
How about that?
and that hits.
Yeah, exactly. 419, 914.
Yeah.
All right. So do you think that fantasy sports should be legal or illegal in Georgia?
I think legal, yeah. All that stuff.
I agree.
I mean, make money from it. You
the,
know?
The fact is that people are playing it anyway. So I don't know. I don't have
exactly.
the numbers of how much people in Georgia spent on fantasy sports online. And again, this isn't taxing the Longoria League. I keep throwing that out. Like Longoria uses Yahoo.com or ESPN.com. You have to pay for that, right? That's free.
No, it's free
service.
Yeah, it's free.
And then we give Longoria $20, and he pockets it probably, mm-hmm. and it doesn't pay out the winners. But that's all right.
No.
But this would tax the DraftKings and the FanDuel people that are playing online every day or every week and get that money in Georgia, 6% tax on that. Dale's in Athens. Dale, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
What's up, brother?
I got a question for you. I know y'all like to play poker.
Yes.
If you ever win any money, big money playing poker, it's, I don't remember, I've been on the phone so I couldn't Google it, but there was a poker player that all the poker's winnings used to be taxed as short-term capital gains.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy won a bunch of money, and he took it to the IRS that poker was skill, and since it was skill, it was work, and since it was work, it should be taxed as ordinary income.
Yes.
So when you have to work, I mean, I don't do fantasy sports, but y'all are talking about how much y'all look at the lines, and y'all have these drafts mm-hmm. and everything. That sounds like work to me, and if you know, somebody's going to day trade stocks, what's the difference?
It is exactly the same thing as day trading stocks. You're exactly right. There are people that do this for a living. Now, for as far as poker winnings, there's a couple of ways around this or how to handle this. So I won at the World Series of Poker. I won approximately $30,000 one year in a tournament. And I went, as soon as I got busted out of the tournament, I went to the cashier's cage at the Rio to get my money. And they took the tax out right there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't know how much they took out. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. But
did Sanjay take a tax out of the money?
No, this is before I knew Sanjay. So they took the money out right there. But they give you a form for the IRS to show that you pay the taxes. But I have friends that are professional poker players. And what they do is they can offset their winnings by deducting losing tournaments. So say, Dale, you enter a $350 poker tournament and lose, okay? You get a receipt for that from the casino, and then let's say you win $4,000 in a tournament. You can deduct that $350 entry fee where you didn't win off
well,
of your winnings.
Little, it's a little more complicated than that, because if you gamble and you take your winnings and losses like that, you have to keep a log of when you play, how much you played, what you won, what you lost. I got a buddy that, I don't know how he does it, but he wins a lot on slot machines. At Cherokee. I mean, I call bull crap on it, but I sat there and watched him one night win $52,000.
Oh, my gosh.
For 2 years ago, he won $450,000 playing slot machines.
How do you even do that? I need to meet this guy.
There was three of us that went. Two of us lost every time. He won every time.
So, but with Harris, so like I go to Cherokee sometimes, and Harris will send me a statement at the end of the year. There's an online statement that shows your wins and losses.
The IRS told him he had to register as a professional gambler.
Yes, that's exactly what you have to do.
Quarterly taxes, just like I do in my business.
Correct. Yes.
And from the day that he wins the jackpot, he's got 30 days to pay the taxes on it, or they start the penalties.
Now, see, I've paid taxes right at the casino on that stuff sometimes.
Well, see, if you win a lot of money, at Cherokee, they'll allow you to take all the money, or they'll take the taxes out. You got an option. They just didn't give it to you. So, and they'll not be able to give it to you.
I was at Murphy, North Carolina, the other Harris property, and I don't usually play slots, but I was messing around playing video poker, and I think I won like $1,600. And as soon as I won it, lady came over with the paperwork for me to fill out. I had to write all this stuff down. I thought they took the taxes out of it. No, they probably didn't. They didn't then.
You get a 1099,
correct.
And then you have to file the 1099s at the end of the year. But, but the problem is that at Cherokee, it used to be if you won over $600, you got a 1099. They did up it to $1,200.
Correct, yeah.
But I'd rather win a $1,199 and not have to fool with the taxes than the $1,200 and have to give them back. 40%.
Exactly. Right. But when you do it with a casino, I mean, they've got it. There's a record there, especially with the player's card. That's why some people won't use the player's card. They don't want their play being tracked. But that's how you get all the freebies and, you know, the free buffets and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's how you get all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. What would you talk about the MGMs and the Harrah's and those big conglomerates that run the casinos? They know what they're doing, and they're going to make sure the tax man gets the info from you. And it's happened to me a couple of times when you win, like that gentleman said, over $1,200 now, they come, they get your social security number before they pay you, and they give you that's right, I get a 1099. I got to find that before I file my taxes. I'd hate to get audited for that because I forgot to declare $1,200 in slot machine winnings. Video poker winnings. We have some inclement weather in the area, North Georgia. Jennifer Griffiths will be up in about 12 minutes with Kirk Mellish's full forecast. We'll come back with more of your calls. Fantasy sports, should they be legal or illegal in Georgia? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show. It's not gonna test the poom poom, 90-90, panani dani. New York to the heart. Welcome back to the show. 7:53. You hear that in my throat? You think that'd be the pollen? It's not the pollen. It's my body going, where is the donut that I was promised?
A bad reaction to no donuts.
I don't know if you were promised a donut.
In my head,
none of us were promised.
In my head, I was like, ha ha ha, Erickson donuts.
I did get all excited when I saw his post.
Yes.
We got to find out.
Listen, the investigatory team of WSB Radio will be on it tomorrow.
Okay.
Who housed the 24 donuts brought in. Darren joins us on the show. Hello, Darren.
Hey, how are you today?
What's going on, brother?
Well, I got a question for you. What all is covered in this bill? Does this cover, like, the brackets games? Does it cover, like, the coveralls, the patches, where, you know, where you pick a number, or basically you pick a square and
football, or? I think this is only covering online fantasy sports. So, because if you do the squares at your house, you know, like the Super Bowl squares,
right?
There's no way. I mean, no one's reporting that income. You know, no one's calling up after the Super Bowl. Hey, I won $200 on the squares game at Darren's house.
Right.
This is just the way I'm reading it is it's just those you know the DraftKings and the FanDuel and those online sites.
Okay.
So it doesn't impact my. my friends and family baseball league that we do a draft and pay $50. It doesn't impact that. It's the people that get online and do the daily fantasy or the weekly fantasy sports.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to do an online version of those games, is that going to be a possibility now, or is that not going to be a possibility?
Yeah, no, you can. I mean, it already exists. You know, I've got, there's many sites that do it. CBS Sports, ESPN, Yahoo, you know, you could do your league online. Most leagues are online because it's a lot easier that way. It's just, you know, no one's, the government's not looking to tax those people. Like they're not taxing the March Madness brackets. All right, breaking weather news here on WSB.
Good evening. I'm Jennifer Griffiths, live in the Storm Center, where we do have breaking weather news to tell you about. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Barrow and east central Gwinnett County, as well as northwestern Walton County until 8:15. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Gilmer County, Floyd County, and northern Bartow County until 8:30 tonight. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Barrow, eastern central Gwinnett, and northwestern Walton until 8:15, and then for Gilmer County, Floyd County, and northern Bartow County until 8:30. We will have a full report from WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellish in just a minute. Now back to Mark.
Jen, real quick, I'm so sorry. I was talking to Buford while you ran down those counties. Can you do that real quick one more time?
Yes, I can do that one more time for you. It's southwestern Bartow County.
Okay.
East Central Gwinnett County,
okay.
Northwestern Walton. That's till 8:15.
Okay.
Gilmer County, Floyd County, and northern Bartow County until 8:30.
So that's weird. So Bartow, and so that's the northwest side of town, but also on the northeast side of town, I'm seeing on the radar like Gainesville and Athens area too.
That's right.
Interesting. All right, so this is a widespread thing. Jennifer Griffey's live in the Storm Center. Thank you. We'll talk to her in just a minute. And Kirk Miles will have an update. We'll come back with your calls. Eddie, Chris, and Dave, don't go nowhere. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Got to step away for severe weather. Jennifer is going to run down those counties again in just about 3 minutes. I love you, Jennifer Griffey's. On Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. I'm going to go find a donut. This is the Mark Arum Show.
For you anytime you need me, for real, girl.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue. I stand alone. I stand alone.
Welcome back to the show, and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 8:08 after 8. The Mark Arum Show with you till 9 p.m. on WSB. The gang's all here. Loti, Chuck, Longoria, Buford, and myself. Vinny from TV, missing the last 2 days. You guys didn't even ask. You're not even worried about Vinny.
No, he told us he was going to be gone.
Oh, yeah.
We pay attention to the conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That
you tell us. Yeah, you mentioned that.
The listeners might not know. Vinny's okay. On vacation. Yes. So Vinny's still part of the program. He's just on vacation. Remind me, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Next half hour to revisit my sushi restaurant story.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Remind me next half hour to revisit that. Feems that rejoin you just played,
mm-hmm.
That girl I interviewed on Friday,
yeah.
A comedian. So I don't know if you heard the interview. Chuck, I know, didn't hear
I didn't.
It.
I was gone.
Longoria might have.
Oh, I heard
put
it.
The show together. Buford probably didn't.
I did not.
So she is a comedian, very funny girl. She's on The Mindy Project. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yeah.
With Mindy Kaling. So she is going to hook me up with Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, I heard that whole thing.
We talked it on the air. She's
what?
Got, yeah. She's like, I was like, oh, Mindy Kaling, she's cute. I have a crush on her. Hook me up. She's like, absolutely. She goes, Mindy would love you. Took my number down, everything. So.
You, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Good response, dude.
It's not like
I didn't
you,
mean
huh?
Like that.
You, huh?
She's not Jennifer Lawrence. It's
no,
Mindy
I didn't. Mean it. I didn't mean it like
she's
that.
She's very yeah. cute.
Yes. I just.
From The Office. I love The Office.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
She's funny.
So funny. So, keep fingers crossed.
I'm just
crossed.
Picturing you two on a date.
I think it'd be hilarious.
That'd be
our
kinda
kids
weird.
Would look like Sanjay. So anyway, there
a little
you
bit
go.
Bigger.
An update on, Mindy Kaling maybe.
If that happens, can we send a crew with you?
Oh, absolutely.
It'll be at a least reality get audio show. Of this.
It'll be a reality show. Okay. We are discussing the action under the Gold Dome, perhaps legalizing, finally, fantasy sports. WSB Sandra Parrish reporting from the Gold Dome today. A former Atlanta Brave came out in support of the bill to regulate fantasy sports in Georgia.
Hall of Famer Tom Glavine enjoys fantasy sports himself. He denies opponents' claims that it's gambling.
I argue that it's more of a game of skill. I think when you play these games, whether it's, you know, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, even golf now, it's the folks that do their homework that tend to be the most successful at it.
But Virginia Galloway of Faith and Freedom Coalition disagrees and is upset someone like Glavine would pitch it.
It does concern me when somebody uses their fame and their play in life to promote something that hurts young people.
From the state capitol, Sandra Parrish, WSB.
No evidence that it hurts people. I am for fantasy sports. I am, full disclosure, I play fantasy sports for more than half my life. I love it. I do caution folks, though, that are playing the daily fantasy sports, the Fantasy Kings and the Draft Duels, those million-dollar tournaments, don't waste your money on those. There are professional gamblers that, or professional statisticians, I should say, not gamblers. They run algorithms through computers. And while you're spending $35 on an entry, they spend $35,000. So they have so many different lineups that they're guaranteed to win. So do it with your friends. Have fun. Play $5 games with your buddies. But don't do those big money things because it's not good. Your thoughts on fantasy sports being legalized in Georgia? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chris and Cumming. Chris, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Mark, hey man, a mini Kaylee, man, that is a score.
Right?
Yeah, I'm so freaking lootly.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Hey, on the fantasy sports thing, you're doing a great public service to folks that they don't know what they're getting into when they're getting online and playing those games at DraftKings and whatever. I appreciate you doing that for the public good out there. I did have one question for you though, or more of a curiosity. It's been a little while since I've played in going to a casino up in Cherokee or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems like the minimum or the max, the payout where you hit, where they collect taxes is a lot lower than it is in Vegas. I guess the laws are more favorable in Vegas, whatnot.
Probably.
But, yeah, in Vegas, I hit Vegas a couple times a year. But it's the minimum win or odds has to be more than 300-1 to win in order for it to hit the tax mark, and it has to be more than a $10,000 on a single bet in order for them to collect taxes on the spot.
Oh, really?
I saw a guy. I was playing right next to him. We were playing Mississippi Stud Poker, which is a 4-bet game, right? He put the ante down $25, the next two bets $25, and he hit a straight flush on the last bet with a $75 win. That's $100 odds per bet. Walked away from the table with $15,000 and $100 chips, and they didn't take his name.
Really? Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Honestly, yeah.
I've been given tax forms twice in Vegas. One was at the World Series of Poker, and one I was in. I think it was the Luxor of all places. And I was playing video poker, waiting for somebody, and I didn't realize that I had put my money in like one of those $5 machines. You know, normally I play whatever 50 cents or, you know, at the most a dollar, and I put it in five, but I wasn't paying attention. I hit max bet and I hit four of a kind. And so I won like $4,800 or something, whatever it was. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? You know, I thought I was playing 50 cent game where you'd win $300 or whatever. And they came over and they gave me a tax thing. I don't know what the threshold is tax wise in Vegas. I'm sure it is higher than here in Cherokee.
Did I ever tell you the time I was so drunk I put $5 in what I thought was a $5 machine just to hit max bet as we were leaving? It was a nickel machine, but it hit. And I'm freaking out because I thought it was a $5 machine. I was like, holy crap, we are going to go. And I ended up getting like $400.
Yeah,
because
still nice, but you thought it was
great. But I
grand.
Thought I hit the max bet on a $5 one, which is like $40,000.
There are people, so they
I was pissed.
They have $100 slot machines in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen them.
Where it's,
in the high roller room.
And it's not just $100 to spin. It's like $100 and then you do max bet and you're spinning $500
every
per
time.
Spin.
Yeah.
Per spin.
That's insane.
I would not.
Even if I could afford that, I would not do that.
Yeah, yeah. I would blow it on a table game. And
I spent $100 on the penny slots, and that's gone in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine playing 5 minutes at $500 a pull? Yeah, that's crazy. Dave's in Atlanta. Dave, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, David?
I got a quick question for you. Well, first of all, information. The odds of payouts are no different in Vegas on the
It's only on the slot machines where they get you that $1,200 level.
Okay.
On the table games, there's a little bit different rules. But my question for you is, you mentioned about video poker, and I know video poker is illegal in the United States.
No.
But the world, I think it's the World Poker Tour.
Yes.
Has this thing where you can pay $20 a month, and you know, you can go online and you can play the games and qualify.
Correct.
Well, state of Georgia won't even allow you to do that.
No. And it's not the only state. There are a bunch of states that won't let you do that.
Yeah,
the only state you can play. So there's a couple of different things here we're talking about. Online poker is only legal now in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only play online poker, which I used to do. I used to play it while I was doing TV in the morning, which is a whole other story. Yeah.
Full Tilt
and Party Poker. I mean, all those sites. And then Black Friday came down. They shut it down. Your money got frozen. I was lucky to get, I didn't have a lot of money in there, but I got it back. But that is a huge industry. It was a huge industry. It's still big internationally. If you live in Canada or Europe or anywhere else, you can play online poker. And I had friends that did that for a living for a long time here in the United States. Right now, you can only play online poker legally in Las Vegas. Now, you can play it at your house right now on one of the offshore sites, but you've got to jump through hoops to put your money in, and it's a whole thing. I haven't played online poker in forever.
Yeah, so the state of Georgia, I mean, what's still on that? Are they trying to change that? I don't get it. You pay $20 a month, and it's for entertainment purposes. You're not going to win any money.
I don't know. I haven't even checked an online poker site in 5 years.
Do you play a little differently when you play online as opposed to when you're playing on a table?
Yeah. So I had a guy, I shouldn't say his name. I won't say his name. Former college football player, became a professional online poker. What's the difference between regular poker? You go to a poker game in Vegas or California where they're legal. You sit down, you play one game. You know, you're sitting there, you're buying your chips. Well, he would play 32 games at a time on his computer screen. It's called multi-tabling it.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that takes a lot.
I could play two games at once online, and that stretched my mental capacity. He would play 32 games online. Amazing. But now he can't do it anymore. He had to get a real job, selling insurance or something. All right, we'll finish up this conversation. Remind me, sushi story. Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review next half hour. 404-872-0750 on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 825. Kirk Mellish live in the Storm Center, just 5 minutes away. Severe weather across North Georgia. Blaze in Stone Mountain. What's cooking, Blaze?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know I was going to be on. I know you're talking about online gambling, and I'm certainly not that.
You can talk about whatever you want, Blaze. You have carte blanche.
Well, I have a beautiful daughter.
Okay.
She's 28 years old.
Tell me more.
Just got back from her third deployment.
Oh, my goodness.
She has her civil engineering degree,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to be a matchmaker.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got me and Buford here vying for your daughter's attention.
Okay.
And Vinny from TV and Johnny Kilbasa. She has a choice of four.
There's a whole slew of us.
Eligible dudes.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I don't know how to go about connecting you guys together, but let's start with talking to her about it, and then I'll go from there. But what do I do?
Mark Arum, WSB on Facebook. Just go ahead and send me a message.
Got it.
Mark Arum, WSB on Facebook.
I got it. All right.
All right, Blaze.
You take care.
You too, buddy. There you go. Mindy Kaling's going to have to wait. I got Blaze's hot daughter on 28. That's more your age bracket, though.
Yeah.
We should do that. The Mark Arum Show dating game. Me, Buford, Vinny, and Johnny Kilbasa, and Sanjay. And then we parade. Yeah, nice.
You're ready to go, man.
And then we have eligible females come in, and they get to pick one of us.
I'd go on a date with a random person.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know this.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, that is not breaking news, Buford. All right, can you organize that?
Who?
You.
He's your producer.
Yeah, but he's part of the he can't be, you know.
Yeah, I'll organize.
He's got to recuse himself.
I'll clear all the potential nominees.
All right, there you go. Russ, you're not invited to the Mark Arum Show dating game, my friend.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
You're on, Russ. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, I want to tell you about something that is absolutely fake.
because I went on Craigslist the other night.
Oh, boy.
And I've never been on it before.
Okay.
So I go on the personal ads, right, and there's all these girls. You know, so, you know, Betty wants a boyfriend or something. So I spent all night answering these ads. Well, every single one of them are hookers.
Oh, well, all right. Nice way to end the segment. Russ, I got to run. Apologies to the kids out there.
Yeah.
Russ getting ladies of the night on Craigslist next week on the Mark Arum Show. When we come back, sushi story, Johnny Kielbasa, and we'll have some fun. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, this is Billy Gardell, and you're listening to my buddy Mark Arum, the Mark Arum Show.
He packed in animals two by two, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the sun, Shep and him, tell him about God's master plan. Oh, my Lord, Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 839, Sweet Jesus Griffies. It's all right. We got severe weather. She can go 9 minutes in a newscast. I'll take it out of your paycheck. Is she still in there? Anyway, it's the Mark Arum Show. I'm here. Chuck's here. Buford's messing around. Longoria's looking at meters. We're just having a good old
all
time.
Over the place.
What's Buford doing back there?
I don't know. He's looking at meters too now. It's a thing.
Everything's good,
apparently.
A panic room in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
This isn't the ER, guys. What the hell's going on in
it?
What's going on in there?
It's called bad weather and stuff happens and
so what
things
do you
go off the
Buford's
air.
Buford's help.
I was asking him a question.
Oh, all right.
You know when the patient flatlines and they all go running in?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
Yeah.
But I'm questioning your need for Buford. Like, that's what I'm questioning.
Well, I had never seen what it said up there, I was asking him something.
If Buford said, Longoria,
beat?
Come in here and help me, that I'd understand. But right. You needing Buford's help is counterintuitive.
He actually did help
Unless you were trying to do one of these.
No.
that would be the only time.
That would be the only time.
Thank goodness this is radio.
Buford, I need your help. All right, real quick. So, the sushi story. So, was it about a month ago, 2 months ago? I came on the air. It was a Friday night, I believe. And I had stopped at a sushi restaurant to get some food on the way in. Do you remember this, Longoria? Were you here for this?
I do. Yes, I was.
And I ordered sushi, raw fish and rice. Right. Nothing to cook. Right. 50 minutes I waited, and the food wasn't ready yet. So I was so mad and so hungry, I stormed out of there. I said, charge my card back. I got to go on the air. I pull up to the station at like 6:57.
Yeah, you came skirting in.
It was the latest I've ever gotten here for the show. And I'm still starving. So I ran upstairs to the second floor break room to get a tuna sandwich. You remember this?
That's when I met you in the break room.
Yes.
I forgot about
it. And right before then, this kid that was working in TV came in. And he's like, hey, Mark Arum. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, man, I listen to your show every night. I'm a big fan. And I'm so mad that I didn't get my sushi. And I'm so rushed that I get this tuna sandwich out of the machine before I can get on the air. I kind of blew the kid off. And you remember? And I apologized in the air. I felt so bad. I'm like, if you're listening, I apologize. I'm not usually a jerk like that. But I was extremely upset and starving and late. So it was a perfect storm. And then you came in like right after the kid. You're like, what are you doing up here? You know, it was like. So anyway, that was, I don't know, 2 months ago maybe.
Yeah.
Fast forward to yesterday morning. I walk into the traffic center at 4 in the morning. That kid's there.
Oh, you remembered him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a TV intern, and he came down yesterday to shadow Ashley Frasca and myself in the traffic center. His name's Daniel. Great kid. And I was like, at 4 in the morning, I was like, oh, man, you're the dude that I totally that blew off. He's like, well, yeah, you were kind of a jerk.
That's bad when he says that.
And Ashley's like, what happened? Because she's like, Mark is never mean to people. He's
no,
so nice,
you're
blah,
very
blah.
Gracious.
It was that one. I mean, it was a perfect storm of hunger, tardiness. And
you were hangry.
I was very hangry. But I was so mad at the sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
So anyway, I met the kid yesterday. He's a great kid. I thought he worked upstairs, but he's an intern.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, he's going to come in and shadow us maybe next week for a couple of days. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
There you go.
Just to put a cap on that story.
Well, he said ended happy. I mean,
well, I said
he didn't
to him,
say like, oh, whatever, dude, I'm out.
I said to him, I'm like, did you listen to the show that night? You know, because I apologized to him on the air profusely. I didn't know his name. I was like, can you, I apologize, blah, blah, blah. He goes, no, I didn't. So I sent him the SoundCloud, the podcast, so he listened to it today. He thought it was hilarious. So there you go. Daniel, I apologize once again. We look forward to you having in studio next week, shadowing the Mark Arum Show.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from Parts Unknown, Height Unknown, Weight We Do Not Want to Know, Johnny Kielbasa and the ever-so-popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm back on the potato phone. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the take, and I'm covered with cheese.
Before we get into the Fast Food Review, just again, we are following inclement weather across North Georgia. Storms and wind right now. North Fulton, Cherokee, Cobb, Forsyth, Clark counties. If you see any bad weather or you have any comments, whatever you're seeing out there, please use the open mic feature on the WSB radio app to let us know what you're seeing out there. And Kirk Mellish will join us live again in just a minute. That being said, Johnny, what's on the menu tonight?
And by all means, when there's severe weather out there, park and go inside. Don't bother with the drive-thru, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. No drive-thru in severe weather.
Speaking of drive-thru, Arby's, and enough of this fish sandwich. We talked about fish sandwich for the last 2 weeks. Let's get back to the meat, and Arby's getting us back to the meat, back to the big city where they're rolling out these models of big city sandwiches. They're calling them big city sandwiches.
Isn't that what we call Prindle? Isn't Prindle big city?
Yes, he is. That is his nickname.
Does he get residuals on this?
He should, because it's all over America now, and there's a story in there somewhere.
Can I tell a Prindle story real quick?
Sure.
All right, so Prindle, by the way, I need your attention on this one, Loti. This is actually a good story. So Prindle is a guy, I won't say his first name, that's his last name, went to high school with Johnny Kielbasa and Matt D and all of my Ohio buddies. So Johnny Kielbasa and Matt D moved down here, and then like all their dudes from Ohio moved down here, Matchum and Fennec, and one of the last remaining guys was this kid named Prindle. So Prindle's like, well, I guess, was he living in Columbus at the time, Johnny?
I don't know if we want to give out details. Oh. the dude's got a family and a job. And stuff,
I understand.
Man.
All right. So he lived somewhere not Atlanta. He came down, and he'd been down partying. He'd come down on the weekends to party with us. And if you're living in wherever, Sandusky, Ohio, and you come to Atlanta when Johnny Kielbasa and I are 25 years old tearing it up, you're having a great time. So he's like, screw it. I'm moving to Atlanta. He was married at the time to a wife. We'll say her name is Kendra. We'll just make up a name and say it's Kendra. So they come down to visit before, you know, she was a school teacher. She had a job lined up here, everything. They come down for the weekend, like prepping for their move down here. And that weekend was so debaucherous. And I mean, an 11 on the Mellish meter. I mean, we went, it was an all-time weekend. Anything you want.
Cheetah girls, nightclub,
yeah.
The whole thing.
I mean, we went back to Johnny's house with probably 8 to 10 cheetah girls at one point. Came back to Johnny Kielbasa's house because that's how he rolls. So anyway, this poor girl from rural Ohio sees what the hell's going on down here, and she canceled it. She said, we're not moving to Atlanta. Hell no. We're staying in Ohio. And he canceled a move. He had already planned to move here. She got a job teaching in, like, Cherokee County school system or whatever. And that's, anyway, that's big city Prindle, because he couldn't handle the big city. We had to send him back.
That is. And who knows how different our lives would be if that weekend never happened.
Well, I'm pretty sure Prindle would not be married still. That would have been the end of the Prindle nuptials.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right. Back to big city sandwiches from Arby's. I'm sorry, Johnny. Go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of, hey, that's a great story. I hope they're not listening.
But, I'm assuming the Prindles are not listening.
They got three sandwiches. They got, whether you're Chicago, New York, or Philly, take your pick. They got a fire roasted Philly. They got a Chicago style beef dip and a New York double stack Reuben. Now, if we don't have time, I can only talk about one of them. We'll talk about the other one some other time.
Yeah, pick one. But,
okay, let's go with the Chicago style beef dip. If that's what they used to call you back in college, old beef dip. Chicago style. You got banana peppers, yellow peppers.
Real quick, Johnny K, as a Chicago guy, should Mellis check out the Chicago style beef dip at Arby's? Is it worth his time?
Almost any dyed-in-the-wool Chicagoan will probably be very offended by Arby's version.
I'm offended by the mere idea of it. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Mellish is a he's a bit of a culinary extreme dude. Like, I see what you eat up in the Ackworth area, Kirk. You dine well up there.
We got some
friend.
Fine restaurants up this way. You'd be surprised, folks.
There you go. We crossed the streams with Mellish and Johnny Kilbasa. How about that, Johnny K?
It was an honor. It was an honor to talk to Mr. Mellish.
And Mellish says, I ain't eating the Arby's. Well, I'm looking at the website. It looks pretty good. The Chicago-style beef dip, thin slices of roast beef, sautéed green peppers, gardiniera, a spicy condiment made with pickled peppers and veggies. I'll give it a shot. Actually, no, I don't.
Well,
I don't eat meat.
It's not going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't eat meat, yeah, so
don't
I won't give it a
it
shot.
Don't expect it to be the Chicago-style beef dip you were raised on, but no. Hey, it's not bad. It's
I had a Chicago beef dip at Wrigley Field. It was amazing. Johnny, you got bumped for severe weather. We'll double up on Thursday, all right, brah?
It's the Mellish Meters High. Boomba, Mark.
Follow him on Twitter, at Johnny Kilbasa. Appreciate you, brah. We'll come back. I got tickets to give away. Severe weather edition of the Mark Arum Show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Star of the Show goes to WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellish live through the evening hours. We have some really, really rough weather out there. Alerts all across North Georgia. Storm Tracker 2 HD radar looks awful on the north side. Heads up, Kirk Mellish should be again here in just a minute for your extreme weather coverage. I do have some tickets to give away. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750 wins a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears in concert June 11th at Infinite Energy Arena. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750. Rough weather calls. Use the WSB open mic feature on our app. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.